Have you ever felt that thin line between hatred and desire? That electric current that runs through your body when someone you despise stands too close? This is the intoxicating territory that Twisted Hate explores with unflinching intensity. Josh Chen and Jules Ambrose exist in a perpetual state of mutual loathing. He's the arrogant, soon-to-be doctor who's never failed to charm a woman until her, and she's the sharp-tongued law student focused on passing her bar exam. Their antagonism stems from Josh's belief that Jules is a bad influence on his sister Ava, Jules' best friend, while Jules resents his controlling attitude. Yet beneath this hostility simmers an undeniable attraction that consumes both their thoughts, creating a tension so palpable it practically burns through the pages. What makes the enemies to lovers dynamic so compelling in this story isn't just the sizzling tension, it's the unique freedom their mutual dislike creates. With Josh and Jules, there are no pretenses, no need to impress or maintain appearances. When Jules' mother dies unexpectedly, she turns to Josh rather than her friends, knowing he won't offer empty platitudes or force her to manage her emotions for others' comfort. He sits with her in silence, occasionally trading insults that feel more like comfort than cruelty. This honesty becomes the unexpected bridge between hatred and something much more complicated. During a particularly heated argument, their antagonism explodes into passionate sex, leading Josh to propose a solution, an enemies with benefits arrangement with simple rules: no jealousy, no strings, no falling in love. But what begins as a clinical arrangement to get each other out of their systems gradually unravels as boundaries blur and feelings deepen, proving that sometimes the people we think we hate are actually the ones who understand us best. Both Josh and Jules carry significant trauma that shapes their relationships. Jules grew up with a narcissistic mother who prioritized appearances over necessities. When her mother married the richest man in town, Jules gained financial security but faced inappropriate advances from her stepfather. His attempted assault and her mother's betrayal left Jules with deep trust issues and a belief that she must always protect herself. Josh's trauma stems from his father's betrayal. We learn his father hurt Josh's sister, Ava, leaving Josh with an intense hatred of liars and fierce protectiveness toward her. These parallel wounds create an unexpected connection. Both were betrayed by those meant to protect them, both guard themselves fiercely, and both use defense mechanisms, Josh's charm and Jules's sharp tongue, to keep others at a distance. When Jules's ex-boyfriend Max returns after 7 years in prison and blackmails her into stealing from Josh's apartment, their fragile trust faces its ultimate test. Her betrayal cuts deeper because Jules knew exactly how past betrayals affected him. Though he rationally understands her reasons, emotionally, he can't prevent the hurt from poisoning their shared memories. What makes the story compelling is how it explores the fundamental vulnerability required for love. Both characters have built formidable defenses. He through calculated charm and practiced detachment, she through razor-sharp wit and fierce independence. Their journey isn't just about falling in love, but finding courage to be vulnerable again after deep betrayals. For Josh, vulnerability emerges through meaningful moments. His genuine fear when Jules is nearly hit by a car, attending her mother's funeral instead of his planned trip, and creating a thoughtful bookstore scavenger hunt that showcases authenticity rather than surface-level charm. His breakthrough comes realizing the possibility of you is better than the reality of anyone else, acknowledging that loving Jules is worth the risk of pain. Jules's journey is more complex. Having been repeatedly abandoned, she's built her life around self-sufficiency. Her fear isn't just about Josh potentially hurting her, but becoming dependent on someone's love after learning early that love is unreliable. Her breakthrough comes through recognizing she's afraid not just of others hurting her, but of herself, of being truly loved when she didn't believe she deserved it. A recurring theme throughout the story is the concept of home transcending physical space. Both Josh and Jules have complicated relationships with their childhood homes. His tainted by his father's betrayal, hers by her mother's neglect and stepfather's predatory behavior. Their search for belonging extends to emotional spaces, reflecting how trauma can make familiar places feel hostile. Their journey toward creating a home together unfolds in meaningful moments. Josh cooking breakfast after her mother's death, a rainy Sunday watching Finding Nemo, and gradually leaving traces in each other's spaces. Her law books on his coffee table, his protein shakes in her kitchen. The progression from antagonism to partnership culminates when they move in together after she passes the bar exam. It's about creating something neither had before, a safe space built on trust. Their playful exchange of "I hate you," followed by "I hate you more," has evolved from genuine animosity to an affectionate inside joke, a private language acknowledging their journey. In finding each other, they've found home not in a place, but in a person who understands both their scars and strength. While Josh and Jules' relationship forms the core of the story, their intricate web of friendships provides crucial emotional support. Jules' friendship with Ava has been a steadfast constant for 7 years, representing the rare gift of unconditional acceptance she rarely experienced in childhood. Josh's complicated friendship with Alex reveals equally complex layers of loyalty, betrayal, and redemption. Their history spanning from college roommates to estranged friends, and finally to brothers in arms again. The friend group's reaction to Josh and Jules' relationship highlights the delicate balance of merging romantic relationships with established friendships. When they finally reveal they've been dating, Ava threatens to murder Josh if he hurts Jules, while simultaneously acknowledging she's never seen either of them happier. This protective circle creates a chosen family for both characters, particularly significant given their histories of abandonment and betrayal. What distinguishes this story from formulaic romances is its exploration of what happens after the initial declaration of love. Rather than ending with a simple happily ever after, we see Josh and Jules navigating early relationship milestones while maintaining their individual goals. Their evolving dynamic reveals itself in small moments. Josh leaving coffee on Jules' nightstand before hospital shifts, Jules rearranging her schedule for Josh's presentations. Their conversation about marriage shows emotional maturity. Both acknowledge their current priorities, her corporate law career, his residency, while incorporating these goals into their shared vision. Their relationship succeeds not because either person changes fundamentally, but because they create space for growth together. Jules remains fierce and independent. Josh maintains his protective nature and occasional arrogance. Rather than changing each other, they challenge each other in ways that foster development. Their story demonstrates that true love creates an environment where both partners can become their best selves while remaining authentic, transforming from enemies to partners who face challenges together, one sarcastic remark at a time.